strange as it may sound, with me being able to accept that this is what's happened, I lost my son, and not wanting, you know, the guy who killed my son, wanting him to suffer and stuff like that. This is contentment for me. I feel content. I'm not trying to get my son back. I know that's never going to happen. I'm not trying to seek revenge. You know, I am content. And so therefore, I'm able to experience some happiness as a result of that. You know. Also, you know, we're all looking for closure if this has ever happened to us. Don't think you find closure in this person's death, you know. That's not closure. Closure is when I feel happy and when I'm not suffering. And the only way that I know that I can feel happy and not suffering is to wish this guy no harm. And if it's possible, to serve him in some way, to help him, to be able to never do this again, to help him to be able to see, God, what I did was wrong. That's what I want to do. That is what's going to make me happy. That is what's going to make society happy. Because this person will never go out and kill again. Because this person understands what that is now. And this person has a new set of tools now that he can use, that he can apply to make sure that he never does that again. And that is what we should ultimately want. We think, erroneously, we think that if I take this guy's life, then I have closure, and you know, society has closure, but that doesn't stop the killing. Yeah, that guy won't kill again, because he's dead, right? But there'll be someone else, you know. If I could teach Wallace Bass, who killed my son, if I could teach him how to deal with his anger and how to do differently and become a better human being, then he will pass it on to someone else. And this is how we'll begin to see a world without this kind of stuff. It's a slow process, but it is a process, and it is moving forward, you know. And it does make a difference. Just taking someone's life, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't move us forward, you know. Now we have become killers ourselves, you know. Like if we cheer that on, and you know. So how does that help anyone? How does that help anyone's mind? What has changed? You know, nothing has changed.